This month, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed an executive order appointing the state's attorney general, Eric Schneiderman, as a special prosecutor for 1 year to investigate cases where civilians die during interaction with police. This is how Cuomo described the job.
So the attorney general will be a standing prosecutor to handle any case where a law enforcement officer kills an unarmed civilian or kills a civilian and there is a question as to whether or not the civilian is armed and dangerous.
Cuomo created the position following a series of deadly encounters between unarmed black men and the police last year. A year ago, Eric Garner died during a confrontation with police in Staten Island. Garner was unarmed, and a police officer used a chokehold to restrain him. A grand jury declined to indict that officer. The decision led to protest and call for reforming the justice system. Bennett Gershman is a professor at Pace University Law School. He's a former prosecutor with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, and he served as a special state prosecutor investigating corruption in the judicial system. And he joins us from his office at Pace in White Plains in Westchester County. Good day, Professor Gershman.
Hi, Tom.
Is this appointment of a special prosecutor a good idea?
Yes, it's a very good idea. Nobody is questioning the good faith and the expertise and the commitment to justice of any prosecutors in the state. The problem is that when you're dealing with police officers who engage in killings of unarmed civilians, and the fact that grand juries do not indict these police officers, there is the perception on the part of much of the public, I believe, that because prosecutors are so close to the police and work with them every day, they might be less willing to indict police officers for these deadly encounters. Whether that's right or wrong, there is the question of the public's perception that justice isn't being done in these cases, that police officers are getting off, that they're getting extra favoritism by prosecutors because of the fact that they work together. And this leads to a lack of confidence or a lack of trust that the justice system is working equally and fairly for everybody. And I think that's the idea behind this executive order.
I'd like to ask you, you worked as a special prosecutor during the Rockefeller administration back in the 70s in New York. What prompted creation of the unit back then?
There were several serious scandals involving police corruption, which led to the creation of something called the Knapp Commission, which took testimony, heard evidence about quite a bit of rampant corruption in the police department. That led to the governor's executive order creating this special prosecutor to investigate corruption in the criminal justice system. Now, it started out as investigations of police officers, but it escalated into corruption by other public officials, by lawyers, by judges, as a matter of fact.
What does a special prosecutor do exactly?
The prosecutor is the legal advisor in the grand jury. The prosecutor presents the evidence, and the prosecutor does instruct the jury on the law and recommend charges. That's the way a grand jury works in New York State. And so the attorney general and his staff will do exactly that if they believe that the case warrants grand jury action.
Do you expect Attorney General Schneiderman to be facing any unusual or special challenges as he proceeds as special prosecutor?
Nothing unusual or special, just cases that involve this type of encounter. There may be questions involving whether or not the person who was killed is armed or not armed, whether or not there were several people involved in the encounter. Maybe one of the persons was armed, one of the persons wasn't armed. Whether the police officer was on duty or off duty. May very well be challenges by the police officer. In the event that the police officer happens to be indicted, the police officer may challenge the jurisdiction of the attorney general, saying that the executive order by governor was invalid. You know, lawyers can be creative here. But I don't really see, you know, anything, as you say, unusual or out of the ordinary.
The district attorneys of New York have said that the state has no business taking away responsibilities that the people have elected them to handle. What do you think about that?
That was the same criticism that the New York City prosecutors made when my office was created several years ago. The local district attorney said that they could do the job and that they felt humiliated and so on. This is the way prosecutors feel. But again, the prosecutors aren't being belittled. Their expertise isn't being belittled. I mean, I think the question here is to enhance public confidence that the system is working. And the public doesn't trust the system when they see a grand jury not bringing an indictment in a case that the public feels there should have been an indictment. And I'm referring to the Garner case.
This appointment is for 1 year. Could you envision the special prosecutor office becoming a permanent fixture in the system, a permanent department?
I think it can be. As a matter of fact, I think it should be. I can envisage the Attorney General's office having a unit that deals with police killings of unarmed civilians. You know, I think this is the issue. Will the legislature, New York State, wake up and pass legislation to institutionalize and legalize this concept? The executive order really isn't enough. I think that there really should be legislation to create an office like this.
Well, now that the special prosecutor is in place, what do you expect to happen next?
I don't know. Anybody's guess. Tea leaves that we read together. But if there happens to be, tragically, hopefully won't happen, but if there happens to be a case involving a killing of an unarmed civilian by a police officer, then we'll see how that now develops. The Attorney General will investigate that case.